This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lindy, is Kesselring going to be able to go?
I won't be able to go today, no.
Is that a short-term thing, do you think?
Right now, day-to-day. So we'll see where he's at come Monday, Tuesday.
Lindy, as you look at some of these games recently, defensively in the third period, how impressed are you about just the way you guys have locked down third periods, you know, the last five or six games?
Yeah, you know, I think we've got a good understanding, you know, managing the puck and not giving up great opportunities, not letting teams back in the game. You know, I thought there was a three or four game stretch where we took penalties late that we needed to avoid. Hoping to clean that part of that up. But it's just all part of, you know, not giving the team that great opportunity to get back in it.
You talk so much about the next game approach here, and it's built up to where you've won 10 in a row. How much have the players adopted that, where the whole concept of the streak really hasn't crept in of that much to their play?
No, you know, we've talked about, you know, enjoying it for that moment of time, but being ready to move on. That you know, there's a lot of games to play. We've found a lot of ways to win games inside this 10 games, and we understand this league that there's no easy games. Every team is a challenge, and some nights, you know, you might have a bad period, but you got to respond to a tough period with an even better period by your team. I think we've been able to do that through this stretch.
Can we go back even further, maybe? Might that Detroit game in Detroit been what turned things around for you? Because you're actually 16-6 since then. You've won 16 out of 22 games since then. Is that maybe when it started, being able to come back and win that hockey game?
Yeah, you know, I think you can look at that game as an example. Didn't play that well until we got going late. And when we got going late and ended up playing heck of a third period, and I thought probably our best overtime were, you know, Thompson was a beast, and I think it was Samuelson ended up scoring the goal. But, yeah, you know, you can even look through that the one stretch where we lost the overtime games. You know, the game in Toronto where we played a real good game, and we really only gave up one or two chances the whole period. So, you know, I think we were doing a lot of good things. We just didn't fight our way through in some of those games to win. But it's just trying to remain, you know, consistent with our play.
Zach Metz has given you some good minutes recently. How much with him just being around the team and practicing for a few weeks, how much did that, something like that, maybe help him?
Well, you know, I think anytime you practice with better players, it makes you better. I think he's an incredibly hard worker. I think he understands the opportunity he's been given, and is trying to take advantage of every shift he gets. He has given us real good play. He's broke the puck well out of the zone defensively. Defensively has played well, hasn't been in a lot of opportunities, and he's had a lot of great reads.
You've been spotting him or Bryson when they're in, and which means some of the other guys, you might have three or four guys who go over 20 minutes. It seems like they're handling that very well. How have you felt the guys getting the extra ice time? How are they handling it?
Well, I think any time you look at the top teams, their top D always get big minutes. You know, we kind of look at it, we've got a top four that we can easily play over 20 minutes. You know, the way Samuelson is playing and Dahlin, you know, you've got a couple guys right there, 23, 24 plus. Owen Power has played really good hockey, and I think if you look at Bo, the way he's playing. So there's 4D right there that if you ask them, they would like to play more.
And following up on the Olympic announcement yesterday, what would you tell the guys who are going what to expect from that experience, having done it a few times yourself?
You know, what to expect is you know, I think there's an even bigger buildup now because of the Four Nation and, you know, the game between Canada and the U.S. I think that stage has got even greater. There seems to be a lot more on the line. when it comes to this Olympics than probably the ones that I was involved in. Although they were, I mean, they were great, but I just sense a greater anticipation for this this Olympic than the previous ones.
What went through your mind when you saw Tate score that gold medal goal?
Just, you know, it gives yourself an opportunity to, you know, send a message to your country. You want to be part of the Olympics too.
I'm wondering if there was any update on Alex Lyon.
No update yet. We'll probably have one for tomorrow for you. But he's back in Buffalo and he's just rehabbing.
The fourth line has been very, very effective. When you analyze their play, what's gone into it? Because they've had a lot of zone time that you don't see from a lot of fourth lines, I guess.
Yeah, incredible amount of zone time, especially with, you know, there's a big percentage that they start inside the D zone and end up with zone time. Very effective for us, you know, a line that you can put out right after power plays, even right after goals are scored. I mean, if you look at last game, we put them out right after. They drew a penalty. They've been good. They've been in on goals. They're three big men that are hard to get the puck from. And I think they're using their size. They're using even in case like Malenstein, he's using his speed to get the puck up ice. Penalty killers. So they've been a good dimension for us.
How much are you finding there is superstition involved in the streak? You can't really screw with a winning lineup, people say. Owen's done the lineup reads for a bunch of games. There's certain elements of it you guys just want to keep replicating, right?
Jason Zucker's still watching.
Right.
Well, for sure. And Marty Wilford is still wearing the same suit. Maybe you guys didn't notice that.
Is he really?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. See, you don't notice stuff like that, do you? Yeah. Pay attention to
now. We get the scoop now.
No, it's real. I mean, that stuff is real.
It is definitely real, and I have to hand the card to Owen every night, so it's actually been a proud pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.